Why do I yawn and why do cats yawn? And can I catch a yawn from a cat?
I've always wondered why I yawn. Am I just trying to breathe in more air? I asked Dr. Hugh Matthews from Cambridge University to tell me more.
Yawning seems to have very little to do with breathing itself. Even unborn babies yawn, and they don't need to breathe yet. One reason why we yawn is that we may be trying to stay alert or vigilant during the transition between wakefulness and sleep. This happens in nearly all animals, and may in part be a sensory response to the muscle contractions from the yawn. But in some mammals, it plays an emotional role too, to help calm you down before or after stress. For example, a cat or dog might yawn more at the vets, and a human athlete might yawn repeatedly just before a race.
All this talk of yawning is making me have to... I know I yawn when I'm sleepy, but why is it when I see people yawn, or even hear someone say the word, I seem to catch it from them? Can Matthew catch a yawn from his cat?
Yawning can also be contagious. Catching a yawn requires the ability to involuntarily empathize with others. So contagious yawning was believed only to happen in humans and other great apes. However, some psychologists have recently found that dogs can catch yawns from humans too, suggesting that these highly social animals may have a surprising degree of empathy with their owners. Nevertheless, while you might be able to catch a yawn from your cat, I think that it's less likely that your cat would be able to catch a yawn from you.
Thanks, Hugh, for setting that straight. Next time, we're answering this earth-shaking question from John Stenson.
Where does the energy in the movement of tectonic plates come from? What causes them to move?
Well, what do you think? Send us your answer by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can message us on Facebook, or you can tweet us @NakedScientists. Or you can join the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientist.com/forum.
That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Timothy Revel and also Georgia Mills for production. Do join us again next time when we'll be looking at the science of sound. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the STFC and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.